use more time than I'm supposed to. First of all, I will thank you for the organizers for inviting me to this seminar. In my presentation, I will bring some views on how to involve local community in a higher education which is based on the artistic production of an indigenous people in a particular area. And how the community and the environment is part of the approach to education. The case that I use in the presentation is based on my work at Sami Allaskola, Sami University College, in Gaudagain, which is in Norway, where we have designed a separate three-year study program in Duetji, or Sami arts and crafts, or you can also say traditional art, applied art, or handicraft. When I'm talking about local community, it means to encourage students to reflect on local community that they take for granted, and how they can use their local identity in their culture expressions, and how local environment can be used as space for cultural expressions. In addition to that, what it means to have local capacity building by using local elders as partners in an educational institution. I will show you some examples of how we have worked together with local craftspeople that have special knowledge in Duetji, or Sami crafts and arts, and with local institutions to get the broader approach to the courses. Further, how we can develop critical approaches to the Sami knowledge in the education. The students in the program come from different areas of Sápmi. Their backgrounds vary. Most of the students know a lot about the Sami culture or also about Duetji. And some have learned Duetji as grown-ups. To get access to the program that they are following, the students need to have knowledge in Duetji and Sami language. This will be the challenging, but also a fortune, since they have a lot of embodied knowledge in Duetji. Sami University College in Gaudagainu was established in 1989. It is the only indigenous college in Norway, and students come from the whole Sápmi, which includes Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Russia. Sami University College offers education on bachelor degree in reindeer herding, Duetji journalism, Sami language, and master's degree in Sami language, and has also the main responsibility for Sami teacher training programs. Since Sami Allaskola, Sami University College is an academic institution, we have to follow the laws and rules for universities and university colleges in Norway. But further, since Sami University College also is an indigenous institution, we have to fulfill some of the requirements that are for higher indigenous education control systems. One of those control systems is World Indigenous National Higher Education Consortium, or also called WINHEC. WINHEC was established in 2002 in Canada. The mission for WINHEC is to provide a forum and support for indigenous peoples to pursue common goals through higher education and the purpose is to provide an international forum and support for indigenous people through higher education. What we are observing here is a sustainable development and capacity building. Here you can see the connection between the education and society and what the starting point is when you approach artistic work. Higher education institutions can apply for approval at WINHEC to be to be indigenous institution, and there are criterions by which the different institutions are evaluated. And Sami University College has been through this evaluation. Some of the programs at the University College have the possibilities to fill these intentions, and the Deutsche Bachelor program is one of those, the intentions to WINHEC. When you look at WINHEC's goals and their criteria, when institutions are under consideration to become an indigenous college or university institutions and contemplating general university and university college requirements, you have to consider this together and envision the situation that the indigenous people live in. On the other hand, there is a prolonged history of how universities and higher educations are established and their own traditions that have not always been great considering further knowledge and skills that what came from their own traditions, and therefore the indigenous people again have to reclaim and make their skills, knowledge and systems of knowledge visible. WINHEC is then concerned about an indigenous perspective in higher education, but what may indigenous knowledge then mean? Many indigenous researchers have emphasized the epistemological value of indigenous knowledge. Indigenous knowledge is not just one piece of knowledge. It is a diverse collection of views, practices and experiences that are based on the indigenous perspective. It deals with the returning of knowledge and the explanation of things from this starting point. Indigenous perspective does not for me mean one single method, but that you bring along your own indigenous experience. Indigenous perspective also means being critical of the starting point of the construction of knowledge, which has made the experiences and knowledge systems of indigenous people covered in the Western or European systems of knowledge. In addition to this, the main purpose of indigenous perspective is to correct the situation as part of the decolonizing project, as Baptiste and others put it. This also entails a healing process, that the indigenous people are healed from the suffering they experienced in the past when they were not allowed to manage and develop their own systems of knowledge. However, new knowledge is one of the objectives of knowledge building, and in this process of creating new knowledge, we need to apply diverse approaches, views and ways of interpretation. And this then means transforming indigenous knowledge to new conditions. With this kind of view, you can see the cultural presentations today between indigenous people as well begins from a personal perspective, a personal experience, and a desire to articulate a cultural self-esteem through products or that some people present personal experiences and forms. The communities of indigenous people are not homogeneous, and that is how the feelings of belonging for each person change, in the same way as the situation of people always do in the world. Despite when you're using the word term indigenous, then you emphasize the occurrences that indigenous people have experienced, and in these areas that have been indigenous territories. As McMaster puts it, as the world grows more complex, so do our communities and identities. We may say that we are from there, when really we are from here. Tomorrow we will be from there. Similarly, we can no longer define ourselves as this or that. We are not both, we are now both and more. Here he describes the Indian situation in America. Many Indians or their ancestors have lived within their reservations, but nowadays most of them live outside them. Living in reservations have affected them, both that their culture has been preserved, but also suffered when they practically lived in a captivity. When they settled outside the reservation, they then met others and new situations. But on the other hand, when you are at place and live with certain cultural traditions, then you, in a way, put the knowledge into a context. In the same way, you can say that the Sami Ollaskoula, Sami University College, have used the local surrounding as a learning and artistic arena. The case I will present, I have taken three examples where the local environment is an element in the shaping of the learning process. Even if I earlier mentioned that Vinheg emphasizes the higher education shall cooperate the people concerned, local communities, it doesn't mean that this is the only reason to use elders or local environment in the education. When you move out of the classroom or studio, you also come closer to the life or the place you perhaps happen to stay in while you are studying. And this is very common for all kind of education, actually. The landscape is shaped both by the nature and culture, and is contained both historically and contained both history and nature, and also the culture history of mankind, because the landscape is formed of a human society. This is not my words, but some scholar called Serlin. When we talk about local communities, this also imply a dissemination of a certain place. The local location has both a physical and a social dimension. Tim Ingall claims that a human being's life follows two parallel paths, one together with humans and one with nature. The nature and culture melts together instead of making dichotomies. Ingall has a phenomenological approach to this issue, so that's why he is looking this way. Ingall sees, he means that to talk about this involves both landscape and environment. The concept Päihki in Sami language has many meanings in the Sami language. Due to Öthil Skanke, present day we can have talk about Päihki as a place and living place where we live. But it can also imply that you mean the place where you are looking for resources in the nature. So Päihki is where you live, but it is also the neighboring areas, or also place where something happens. And I think the right explanation is in English place. The landscape is a shape due to Ingol. View and is not so much connected to the life or the social life. Then you are talking about only the landscape, but it's altogether the buildings and land that is visible. The significance of the place is changeable, as I said earlier, variable, and its environment together with the landscape that from time to time create the understanding of the place. When our students and the educators move around the places, then they also joined in the process of reshaping the place, both in short and long terms. We also saw the first lecture here, how the students, how the young people joined the place. So we can all the time talk about this in common terms also. The place and the environment also have an impact on people's praxis, as we also saw earlier. To many, the environment or the bush, I don't find the right word when I'm talking about in the Sami context, but the mehti in Sami language, and perhaps the best word in Finnish would be metsä. I think it's almost the same, but not directly translated, or in English forest. So to many, the environment and the mehti or bush or forest is quite important and in the Sami community and the Sami context. And both reindeer herders and forest dwellers are dependent on the subsistences. The metsä or the mehti is nearby. It's close to the environment. The mehti simply describes as the place where the resources are to be found. And based on this explanation, I have used the concept of Päihki, because I argue that people together shape the Päihki. The location Kuudakeino then. Both Päihki and Mehti forest are part of nearby environment that influence or affect people. In the middle of the village, Kuudakeino is a very small village. In the middle of the village, there are some shops, schools, cafes, and some houses. And it is easy for the villagers, for the people to get to the mehti, to the surrounding areas, for a walkabout or to take some trip in the summertime or in the wintertime. Now, one of the examples, what I have called local identity and belonging. How can a topic as local identity and belonging be framed within the cultural expression process? I use one example of how students in a group project expressed what the identity and belonging meant to them by working practically together with a Tuotsi activity, with an activity. Before they started with the task, our subjects had been indigenous crafts and arts, and we used a lot of time to look and try to solve which meaning it has when you talk, when you look and evaluate art when it is in a certain cultural or local context. The students could choose if they wanted to work in small or bigger groups. They also had the freedom to describe how to solve the task. The only thing agreed was that they had to use, they were going to use reindeer fur and wood as material. So they were agreed about the materials. The students had been discussing many times what identity meant for them and how it is connected to themselves. Self-reflection, but also how it is expressed through different cultural expressions. This had also awakened their questions about their own identity and how to respect and listen deeply to each other for better to understand what it means to be a Sami, what it means to be a Sami from Gaudageinu, from that place, to be a Sami from Sweden, or from Jokkmokk, from Finland, what it means to not to define yourself as a Sami person, but who still is taking part of the activities for Sami people. And they ended up the identity question to try to find out what they have in common, what this group has in common, and what ties them together. They are all in Gaudageinu, they all, or in Kautokeinu, they all thought they had the Mehtsi, or forest, in common, and they had the program in common, the program they were following. But how they express themselves through Tuotsi, the Sami arts and crafts, could vary a lot. Where the place was located and what they did in the Mehtsi. And even the character of the Mehtsi could vary. So this was not the common. Even if it was common, they also varied a lot. After many suggestions, the students decided to use a wooden butter dish as a base on how. And for some students, the wooden butter dish was the first Tuotsi they had made. And it had been useful for all of them. So they knew the shape of the butter dish. They also wanted to visualize how the students and the Tuotsi how they understand the Tuotsi heritage and to picture the use of the object, how you fit pieces together and what the mutual parts of the handicraft are. And for that, they choose the pompon. To that, everyone connected their own story. and what belonging meant to them. They solved that with the pictures that each and everyone chose, and then they put them on the surface of the teepee canvas. The teepee canvas also meant to symbolize the home, the baiki for each of them, those. So belonging and identity is therefore something to have, you have to make an agreement about. Students meet other students, they are from one place, Kautokeini, some are from other places, and some are not Samis at all. They are part of the place, the baiki, when they are there now. At the same time, they base their activity on tradition, and while they are working with Dutchi, they are trying to explain what it is, what Dutchi is. Those who are not from Kautokeino transfer their experience from their home district to that place or baiki where they are studying now. And then another example where a landscape and a character of a place is presented. This assignment was a collaboration between University of Lapland in Rovaniemi and Sami University College, and also the high school in Kautokeino. University of Lapland master students and Sami Allaskoula bachelor students and Sami Juotkaskoula, the high school crafts students, decorated Kautokeino village prior to the one Easter festival in Kautokeino. The Easter festival in Kautokeino is a yearly event. It is both a music event that attracts a lot of people from outside, but it is also important meeting place for the locals when they arrange weddings and other events. Therefore, the students had the task to find a place to where they made welcome sculptures of snow. In this collaboration, the goal was to learn how to forward a plan, and also to collaborate with other students. Here the dynamic of the group, of course, has an influence on the work and learning process. The Sami Allaskoula students came with suggestions to what they wanted to design, while the U Lapland students and teachers were in charge of the technology. The strong connection to Dutchi, or the craft heritage of Sami people, is very obvious in the work of the students. And it is also easy to recognize the Sami shapes and everyday products in the sculptures. But on the other hand, if we have in mind that all kind of cultural expressions are important for the visual narrative, the experience from Dutchi is just as real as other experiences. One of the students, Maire, who participated in the snow sculpture project, had made a small research on Guottis, which is the drum. Perhaps you also have heard the magic drum. During her studies, indigenous arts and crafts course that she had followed earlier. And when she presented her work, she was very upset about how the priests and other authorities had treated the drums during the Christianization of Sami people. Her action to this was that while she was supposed to go back to her work as teacher, she decided to follow a course in Dwetchi so she could make a Gwotis. She chose a place, so she made, first of all, she made a Gwotis, and in this snow sculpture project, she chose a place for the sculpture in direction towards the church. Here, you can see the her. Can you see her sculpture? And it is on the direction to the church. So the sculpture was corresponding directly to the church. She meant that even if the church is eagerly used in the Easter time in Gwaudegainu, it was very important for her to remind ourselves and also the visitors of the church about the history between the Gwotis, the drum, and what the priests had made with the drums in earlier times. So the landscape becomes an important part of her expressions. That sort of action through artistic work can be expressed like a healing process for many indigenous people in the history. The student both commented the history, and she used a very common shape, but she put her own interpretations and expressions to the working process. And the last example is how to work together with elders in the close environment, where our students are building up a traditional tipi, or rebuilding a traditional tipi, guhti. The Sami University College ran a traditional knowledge project, and the method of working in partnership. It means that the project that is initiated should be close to the local district and to the people living in the area. The partners are other Sami institutions all over the Norwegian side of Sápmi. And they run different kind of projects that collects, preserves, and transfer traditional expertise. So Riddu Duottal Musea is one partner, and it's the local museum, and they are running a project where they, together with elders, put up a turf tipi in Gilisilju, a local museum in Gwaudegainu, the Sami Allaskola students could join in this project and be part of the project. And they were participated only 1 week. As Winhegg point out that indigenous higher education should bring elders' wisdom and knowledge to the front. One part of the Dwetchi education is that students should have knowledge about both the history of Sami architecture and how to utilize the material that are to be found in the environmental nearby. But it is also a part, they are also supposed to work closely together with elders. Riddu Duottal Musea employed 3 elder men that helped building the tipi and mediated their expertise. Jon Ole Andersen is one of these elders that also is Sami, and he is also Sami Allaskola Dwetchi senior member, was the one who supervised the building of the tipi and had the role as mediator. The place where the tipi was going to be rebuilt was close to Sami Allaskola, to the Sami University College, and could be seen from the window of the Duetti studio or the classroom. The building of the teepee was physical outcome of this week's activity, but a lot of other things happened and were tied together while learning. So the learning process was much bigger than just the teepee. Before we started the process of rebuilding, Jun Ole talked about the importance of in which direction the door opening should be placed, where the wind hold was placed. There were a lot of coffee breaks, and there were many important social moments, and stories were told. Stories from the time when people lived in Kuhtis, in Tipis. In some occasions, the questions of how the people before us invented a design as the Kuhti came up. Here, the students, together with the elders, mark their own position on the place, or Päihki. And for them, the place also got a new meaning in their lives. As some of the students expressed it, she had passed several times the place, or the Päihki, but she had never noticed it. And during the week, she emotionally was touched by the place and saw both the cultural and natural landscape in a new way. Even if the aim for the students was to get known how to construct a Kuhti, the synergies was wider. The social meaning with the elders, with each other, and the natural surroundings gave them new dimensions which would not be possible in a classroom environment. Locally, they heard that something was happening in Gilisilju. School children came to see and help us, and elder people came in a big group to see and question what we were building, why we were building a tipi, when there are warm houses where you can stay. They couldn't understand why build up this tipi or kuhti. And here we can see that there are many experiences and view why you build up a tipi and the meaning of it. For the elders, it has had no meaning because they were thinking that people live there. And for the students, it was just the construction. The following week, they moved that reflection. The last day of building the teepee, the students had a moment to sit and think and reflect over what they had experienced the last week. And the following week, they moved that reflection to a new Duetti, where they could picture what they experienced. Those who worked with wood carved a story into the wood, and those who were sewing with thread sew a story with thread. One of the students, Katarina, sew a pillow. On one side, she sew a picture where you can see rats and other dirts, because that was her memories from her life in a teepee. Always when they came up to the mountains in the summer and were going to stay in the teepee, the rats had been in the teepee or in the guhti and making a mess, and they had to clean it up. That was her memories. But on the other side, and on the other side of the pillow, she sewed all the good memories when she met her relatives, fished, and lived a simple life in the Mehtsi. And the pillow itself visualized exactly how the life was inside the teepee. Everyone is on the same level, on the floor, sitting on their knees, on birch branches and reindeer skin. And if they felt like lying down, then they just needed to find something to put on under their heads. And Ann-Maj-Britt, the picture on right side. Ann-Maj-Britt's reflections was more about what happened inside her during the day, during the week. She was working on the top of the teepee most of the time, and she felt that she saw a lot from there, or she experienced a lot from there. First of all, even if she knew that Gilisilju, the place, the Baihki, existed, she had never noticed it in the way she now saw it. A new dimension of Gvøvdageinu, her home place, was opened up for her. And she could also watch how the teepee, or the guhti, little by little got tighter and smaller towards the opening at the top. At the same time, she heard and saw what happened around her and could also see further. She could see the landscape upwards and downwards, the river. So she had it was an opposite view of Katarina, who expressed what happened inside the guhti. Ann-Maj-Britt expressed what happened outside guhti, but both of those tell about what happened with themselves. So I have tried to show how it is possible and necessary to use the close environment as part in the artistic process. As you have seen, and for those who know some Sami culture expressions, you will find also close connections to cultural expressions or cultural heritage in Sami culture. But on the other hand, I mean that the students transform their culture experiences in new contexts. And I think I will stop there. Thank you for listening.